Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Nathan Metter. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed, to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. These words from Luke chapter 1 give us a wonderful opportunity to reflect on everything that leads up to the Christmas story. While we have just recently tread that journey again, that familiar road with Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger, the angels and the shepherds, you had that experience in your own Christmas services in your home congregations. But we dare not lose sight of what God is doing there. First of all, the visitation. An angel comes to a young woman named Mary and tells her that she's going to have a son. Now, Mary is not a dumb woman. She knows she's a virgin. She knows she hasn't done what it would take to get pregnant, to bear a son. And yet, God does something incredible. He makes a promise. He says, "The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you." And when the Holy Spirit comes upon Mary, all kinds of things happen. A virgin conceives. It's amazing. She becomes great with child because of the Holy Spirit. And this isn't the only amazing thing that's happening in conjunction with this story. A barren woman, her cousin Elizabeth, she too conceives. God does the impossible. He opens a virgin womb and a barren womb, all through the work of his Holy Spirit for his purpose, so that he might set one on his David's throne for eternity. God is doing amazing things when his Spirit overcomes people. And that's great for us too. For we know that we are blind, dead enemies of God. We are sitting in the darkness that would make the darkness of the hillsides that the shepherds were in look like noonday sun. And yet when the Holy Spirit comes on us, remarkable, miraculous things happen. And we know when that Holy Spirit comes on us, not in a virginal situation like Mary, but in baptismal waters, in holy baptism, we are buried with Christ, and we are raised with Christ. God does the impossible. He takes that which is dead and makes it alive. And he does it for a purpose. God does the impossible. He redeems sinners like us. It doesn't make any sense. And yet, we respond by grace through faith, through the working of the Holy Spirit, just like Mary does. Let it be to me according to your word. That's the amazing thing. Mary, a virgin, became a mother by the word of God. You and I, dead sinners in our trespasses and sins, are made alive and holy in Christ. It's an amazing thing. And what matters, though, is what God's word says about you. Your own failings. How can this be? Not because you're a virgin, but because I'm such a sinner. And yet God says, no. My spirit is on you, and you have new life. New life for my purposes, to go to speak of that one who sits on the throne of his father, David, even Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one who is the greatest gift of all, who comes to us and then through us to the world. This day, Lord, let it be to me, let it be to us, according to your word. Amen. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.